That 12-year-old boy Michel mentioned, Ali Ismail Abbas, who was airlifted out of Iraq for treatment in Kuwait, has indeed become a symbol of human suffering during the war. But the war has also provided a chance to get medical attention for victims of past fighting. For example, a 9-year-old boy wounded in a bombing attack in Iraq back in 1999 has arrived in Southern California. He'll be getting surgery that he can't get back home. For months, a photojournalist from Texas, a Hollywood screenwriter, and other Americans worked to get the boy and his mother out of Basra. They had to leave behind another maimed girl they'd hoped to help. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the story.
9-year-old Mustafa hides behind his mother's skirt when he first meets strangers in California. He covers his face with his left hand, which is missing 2 fingers and half a palm. His other injuries can't be seen under his shirt. He's asked what he thinks of the United States, where he's just arrived from the Middle East on his very first airplane ride.
America?
No.
He said he... It's isn't beautiful because they hurt me. They asked me to come here to take treatment.
Translating for Mustafa is his mother, Akbal Viab. She's an elementary school English teacher back in their hometown near the southern port city of Basra. It's painful for her to talk now about the circumstances that have brought them from their war-torn neighborhood to this peaceful Los Angeles suburb. 4 years ago, Mustafa and his older brother Haider were playing on the street in front of their home when their neighborhood was hit by a U.S. cruise missile that strayed off course. In Basra, Viab told Texas Monthly photographer Alan Pogue that she heard the bombing and found Mustafa buried in a hill of rubble.
Mustafa wake up and saw his face is full of blood, even his eyes full of blood, and he cried, "Mama, Mama."
Viab's other son, Haider, was killed. She now honors his memory by taking on his name. She's known as Haider, mother of Haider. She says doctors in Basra did what they could to help Mustafa, amputating his fingers and removing much of his liver. But he still has shrapnel in his legs and waist, fragments that are moving dangerously close to his spine and could eventually paralyze him. Back in California, a photograph that Alan Pogue took of Mustafa and the other injured Iraqi children caught the attention of Hollywood screenwriter Cole Miller. He decided to post Mustafa's picture on his website, nomorevictims.org, and he created an anti-war poster from another photo of a girl named Isra, who lost most of her arm in the same 1999 bombing.
This is a child who was grievously harmed by us. This is about, you know, putting a name and a face to collateral damage.
Miller contacted Alan Pogue through the organization Voices in the Wilderness, a campaign to end economic sanctions against Iraq. Pogue also decided to get involved.
Usually I'm using my images to inspire others to action. And it came back to haunt me, as it were. You know, I said, well, all right, it's my turn. This is it. We're going to help these children.
Pogue and Miller spent the past 5 months gathering medical records and documents needed for medical visas and passports for Mustafa, Isra, and their parents. They lined up a team of Iraqi-American doctors in Los Angeles, and they got help from several members of Congress and even actor Sean Penn. An American relief worker in Iraq escorted Mustafa and his mother to Amman, Jordan, where they met Miller and Pogue and continued on to L.A.
People were telling us, oh, this will never happen, you know. You're never going to get an Iraqi out of Iraq, you know, not during the war, not now, but we did. It happened. They're here.
Pogue and Miller could not get the girl, Isra, and her father out of Iraq before the war started. Now they're concerned about whether she survived the latest fighting. Mustafa's mother also worries about her other children left behind in Basra, as well as her parents and sister in Baghdad. As for Mustafa, he says he can't wait to get back home after the surgery. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.